It was apparent even before the unity rally began that Dick Cheney and John Gard would be in for a lot of kidding and criticisms. Carla Schrader was volunteering at the snack table wearing a blaze orange vest.
I wrote on the back, "I am a target of Cheney, Bush, short-sighted policies."
The event drew about 150 people. They came to hear from Democratic candidates running for state and local offices. Three Democrats will face each other in the primary for the 8th Congressional District. They all got time in front of the microphone and used it to bash John Gard, the leader of the state assembly, and a Republican candidate for the 8th District. Democrat Steve Kagan told the crowd it's time to reject what he called the Bush administration's politics of corruption. Former Brown County Executive Nancy Nussbaum said Dick Cheney represents all that is wrong with Washington. And the third Democrat in the running, Jamie Wall, is a one-time Rhodes Scholar. He pointed out Cheney's low poll numbers, which he pegs at 18% approval rating.
To give you a sense of where that stands, O.J. Simpson, he bottomed out at 29%. Michael Jackson, during his trial, made it down a few points further to 25% approval rating. But Vice President Cheney can take solace in the fact that he still retains a 3-point lead in approval rating over Paris Hilton.
Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton drew a big round of applause when she mentioned Russ Feingold's call for the president to be censured for his domestic surveillance program.
Do you really believe that the people of the 8th Congressional District would elect somebody who holds up Dick Cheney as a role model? A role model for the way a way of public service that shows nothing less than disdain for the law and the constitutional protections that we have in the United States.
The vice president will speak to Gard supporters at a lunchtime rally in De Pere. John Gard expects to raise thousands of dollars for his campaign. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.